Welcome. You have joined us for another episode of Greetings Adventurers Leviathan.
Hi, I'm Nika Howard. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing FaZe.
Hey, I'm Mike Bachman, and my pronouns are he, him. I play Pegwing Blackfeather.
Hi, my name is Fred Greenleaf, and my pronouns are he, him, and I am your game master.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm playing Briar.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm Tim Lanning, and my pronouns are he, him, and I play Time That Erodes Young Love.
I'm Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him, and I'm playing Daggy Chukas.
Previously on Greetings Adventures Leviathan.
So 5 days ago, news of a Deep Home mining regiment came across an incredible find. Due to this and the recent excavation group who have gone missing, a group of experts were called to explore and reveal anything they could.
You just took a nap. I saw you down there through Vengeance.
That's called being passed out.
Would you like Bennett to take a look? He's a doctor.
He was talking about my life.
I think it's honestly a very healthy thing to have a diary.
I mean, anyone can have a diary.
Everyone could benefit from it, yeah.
Journaling can be a very therapeutic thing.
Even captains keep a log.
So as Vendrian flies through the pit hole and goes deeper and deeper, it experiences a very distracting sensation where it believes that it is continuing to keep going and keep going, and it cannot meet a bottom.
Wait, what if we just tied someone to a rope and lowered him down?
It was a good idea to send Vendrian down there. I thought it was very pet smart.
The entranceway that you came in through is no longer there, trapping you guys within this city.
You seem upset. Do you want one of me mushrooms?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you, though. I will partake myself.
You actually see another figure in the room. I'm starting to walk towards you.
Where am I? What is this place? I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, you're probably high. You're in a room of psychedelic mushrooms.
And it looks like there is some kind of creature in front of you. Please roll initiative.
Ew.
Numerous tentacles holding what look like emaciated or desiccated corpses. And then amongst the writhing flora are like skulls and corpse parts. And it looks like it's trying to feed on you.
So it reaches out and it freezes. Then it just falls apart into a big heap.
Damn.
Out of all of the spells that FaZe has cast, the only one that is remaining is Aid, because it lasts for 8 hours, which maybe we've been playing for about an hour. So Briar, Daggy, and Time That Erodes Young Love all have a 5 max HP bonus for 7 more hours, just so you guys all know.
Hell yeah.
So last time we found ourselves in the atrium where Daggy had the killing blow with his chill touch on this plant-like creature. The creature had frozen and crumbled, and Beller was dropped by the vine.
Did you all see that too?
And the creature is gone, or is the creature's body still there?
So the creature's body, which was kind of like shattered by ice magic, is slowly kind of melting into a slurry of plant and water. But as it starts to melt away, you can see that its body had covered a large portion of this room. You can see that there is stone floor and numerous broken pieces of wood that lets you know that there might have been something here prior to all of this foliage growing in this room.
Well, one of you dig through that.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What are we digging?
Through the dead creature and all these broken stuff, you see it.
All right, there's probably still some good meat in there.
Ew, no.
I send Bennett into the pile.
Oh, does he dive in?
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck comes up just spitting debris everywhere.
Daggy will wade in and just start slurping around some muck.
Daggy, Pegwing, and Time, I am going to cast Bless on.
Okay.
Because I feel like you're the people who would get the most in thing. Not you, Briar, sorry.
Fuck.
Sorry. You guys will get the most in the shit.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You guys get to add a d4 to a saving throw or attack roll for the next 10 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Go fucking crazy.
How many spell slots do you have?
Most of the ones I'm using were guidance or class things. But I have used 4.
Are we short resting?
I have 3 left.
We just got done with a fight, so we're digging through the fight's body to see what the deal is with the guy that walked towards us that looked like one of the dwarves.
Yeah.
So right now we're still in kind of fight or flight mode.
Sure.
Fred, can I investigate this goop?
Please do.
Oh, my investigation is -1. That's a 12.
With your roll of 12, you start rifling through the foliage, the debris, and you come to find that you're actually in a room that has numerous pews and broken pews that are just shattered pieces of wood on the ground.
Uh-oh.
As you continue to just kind of move things around, you come across a large stone statue. This stone statue depicts a person. You're not sure of what ancestry, but interestingly enough, it is chained to a rock, and there is an eagle feasting upon its insides.
Ew!
Oh.
A real eagle?
A stone eagle.
Oh! Everyone, come here! You gotta see this! A man was getting attacked by an eagle, and then he turned to stone!
Do you know what art is?
Yeah?
Not important. Hobbs! Shaw! That's not your name. What? Shaw! Gorman! Shaw. And I just like point at it. It's like, what does this mean?
What do you mean? I don't know about art or anything. Religion.
Sorry, I'm still a little caught off guard. And all right, I'm going to stop asking you for help for anything.
Well, I mean, if you need me to pick something up or... I'm going to look after Bella over here. He's not looking too great. I'm going to go check in on him.
Maybe separate him in case he turns into some sort of monster or something. Tie him up.
He's unconscious. I think he'll be okay.
Yes, but when he wakes up.
I think this statue here is religious. I think it's depicting a scene from maybe someone's religious background.
Fred, I know you said religious twice. What about history?
Do you want me to look at it? It's religion. I know I'm a cleric.
I mean, you're a cleric. You probably have the most study in things of religion, but...
Let me blow your mind.
Clerics are not intelligence-based.
Base goes over and looks at it. It kicks it around. I rolled an 11 -1, so I got a 10. And she goes, well...
All clerics are like Baptist ministers. They don't know shit about the Bible or anything.
I was thinking that, but I didn't go there.
Well, yeah, because I always like, it's stupid that clerics don't know shit about religion. It's like, no. They're very into like their group. They know who comes in and gives like takes too much tithe. They don't know shit about ancient religions. They don't give a fuck.
Could I do an investigation? I don't know if that makes sense. The
I want to do a history.
You could do a history. History is more aligned.
I take out my jeweler's
magnifying
glass and I get up real close to there.
Oh man.
That is an 18.
So first for FaZe, your knowledge reminds you of a cautionary tale. The tale of overstepping one's bounds and being punished for it. You can't recall what religion it's associated to, but you do know that at one point, this figure is punished, chained to a rock, and his insides are allowed to be eaten by eagles or the animals of the local area. Time for you, you know that this cautionary tale, this statue is associated to what you would consider more like a humanoid god, but not one that is of like the upper pantheon. So one of the lower tiered, almost like a demigod, maybe even, you know, something that somebody arose to that position.
Is it a thing of maybe too, like, it's like, oh, only like people in a certain area care about them, or like not as many people care about them as much, like they've got a niche following or something?
Yes, maybe this odd hidden wherever we are was the collection of worshippers of some small demigod or whatnot, so we should be prepared for more odd traps.
Yeah, maybe it was their magic headquarters.
Yeah, maybe.
considering that you're in a subterranean city, you do consider that the gods they worship could be somewhat different from the surface dweller gods.
Mm-hmm. I want to see if I can lift it.
Roll strength.
3. Wait, plus seven!
Although you realize that this statue has been knocked over from its once standing position, broken at the base of the statue, unfortunately it is way too heavy for you alone, Pegwing. Daggy, what would you like to do?
I want to go over to Briar and sort of take Briar aside a little bit.
Hey, Briar.
Yeah?
Your friend, Time? Oh. What's his name, Time?
Oh, okay, number one, he's not my friend. But two, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask if he's okay. Is he okay?
I mean, he's...
He thinks turning someone to stone is... doesn't seem like... And there's been a few other things that... I can't remember them right now, but... but there's been a few other things that made me think maybe he's not, you know, like a good dude.
I mean, he's definitely a dick. He made me come down here with him simply because I couldn't pay him back in the timeline that he wanted for the items that I was supposed to sell, which I'm gonna do. I mean, I don't think he's, like, evil, but...
All right, well, if you say so.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm gonna roll religion. I just rolled a 15 on a religion check. Do I know anything?
Whoa. Wow.
More than any of us.
You're familiar with this story. This story is famous with dwarves and gnomes and most subterranean dwelling ancestry races. The story is of a titan who rose up and provided, against God's will, fire to dwarves and other humanoids and gave them power. And because of that, he was punished by the gods and was chained to this rock. So it's once again, you know, to be a cautionary tale of, you know, knowing one's bounds and knowing that, you know, there are consequences for acts.
That is a wild coincidence that this looks just like the story that I heard this one time.
I move on.
So as you're kind of like recollecting everything, you actually trip over a small wooden chest that is at the base of this statue.
Ow!
Be careful.
Arr, stand back, chest. Be me specialty. Can I open it?
You open it. It is not locked and or trapped.
Damn.
And inside is what seemingly looks like a leather bag. Do you open this bag?
Yeah, it's just a bag. This chest sucks.
Bag like immediately explodes. Feathers everywhere.
As you open the bag, there is a very plain-looking, nondescript set of five beans.
Instinctively, I want to start pecking them, but I hold back.
Penguin explodes.
We see you start to go for it, and then you're like, no one saw that.
Start doing that thing where they, like a bird, like cleans their feet. Or just like,
yeah. Little feet.
Watching a bird spin a bean in its mouth, horrific. Also, their tongues kind of look like beans. You ever seen some bird tongues? They're horrible.
They got weird tongues.
It appears there's some beans in here. There's one for each of us if we want to divvy them up that way. That seems fair.
Everyone, Briar fell down a hole when she touched a book, okay?
All right, she can have two beans.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm owed. I deserve your bean at the very least.
Shut up, everyone, shut up. The point I'm trying to say is, please be careful. Because if you die, who's going to carry it myself? Maybe, what's it?
Yeah, I don't want to carry your stuff at all.
Gorman, Shaw.
You see Gorman and Shaw attending to Beller, their dwarven minor friend. Shaw starts to cast what looks like some kind of arcane spell from a scroll. And in front of you, a large blue radiating light forms into a disc. At this point, Gorman picks up Beller's unconscious body and places it on top of this disc that floats about 2 to 3 feet off of the ground. He's not looking too good. I'm not sure if he's alive or dead. Maybe somebody else can tell me more about that, but...
Yeah, I'll check on him.
Okay, great.
Can I climb on top of it? I just want to stand on top of this disc thing. That seems really cool. But I'm going to check. I'm going to check him out. What do I need to roll? Like a medicine?
Do a medicine check.
Shit, I got a +2, maybe. I got a 7 +2, so a 9.
So you can tell that there is shallow breathing, which lets you know that Beller is still alive. But after a cursory check, you can see that there are a lot of strangling bruises around its body, as if, for what you remember, maybe a vine or a tentacle had strangled him. You also notice that there is a small, well, largish hole in his back as well.
I stick my finger in it.
You can tell that something pierced Beller in the back. You're not sure what created this hole in his back.
Is it bleeding?
At one point it was. It seems like it's...
I pull my finger out.
A small amount of blood does start flowing out of it now that you've removed your finger, aggravating the wound.
Bennett is now garbed in real like elaborate like holy robes, like a feast day. And it's like has tiny little oils. This is anointing, doing side of the cross, all that stuff.
It's a priest.
I don't think you should let your pet near him.
The blood stops flowing. You do not know if it was Bennett or just natural occurrence, but there is no more blood flowing from Beller's back.
All right, now that we got that taken care of, what about these beans?
But again, what I'm trying to say is be careful. We don't know if that bag was... I've seen bags that can eat you.
I did touch a book and then fell down a hole.
An infinite hole.
If the bag could eat things, it would have eaten the beans.
I mean, that's all logic.
He's got a fair point there, mate.
No, he doesn't. He touched the bag before he saw the beans.
Time, if you go do it, if you touch it,
I'm not touching it.
But what if you did?
You can stop right there, Missy.
Yeah, of course you're not, because you're scared.
Well, what if you did?
I'm not doing it.
I mean, what are you offering? To touch the beans?
Right. What about this? What about this? You touch the bean, and I'll make you a little heartier.
I touch bean, you make me hard? Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Heard that before.
Fool me once.
Nika, I've gone to Christian school, so I got, let me tell you a little something.
Anyway, back to these beans.
So we each get one bean, and then we got a quarter of the last one.
Right.
No, there's a bean for each of us.
But Time says he's not taking a bean.
I didn't say that. I'm saying be careful.
He says he doesn't want a bean.
Oh.
He said he's not touching it.
Touch it with a spoon. Like, scoop it up with a spoon and then...
Yeah, or like find like a stick or something. We'll poke
like, poke
it.
It's a bean.
Well, go touch it, Daggy. You touch it.
Yes, you, Druid. Druid, check to see if the bean is normal.
How would I do that?
Oh my god. Who would have thought a bag of beans would have broken the game?
I mean, you would have. You did this on purpose.
Yeah, he's losing his mind because he like truly can't understand how a bean could hurt him.
He starts crying. Why would he say, I don't like this guy anymore.
Fred, what can I roll to see if this is a normal bean or not? I would like survival, but I will take nature.
Can I give you guidance?
Plus 10 to bean lore.
Either survival or nature.
I'll take survival. Natural 20, 26.
Wow, he doesn't have to take
the beans. Holy
You're
shit. The bean official. You are the bean lord.
He's the bean lord.
Although you can see the beans and they are seemingly normal, you do know of tales of a bag of magical beans. From what you have learned, these beans, when placed into a small amount of soil, with a small amount of water placed onto it, a magical effect will take place.
Bro, I think these are magic. I'd have to cast detect magic to know for sure, but...
Do it.
Oh, see? See, this is why it's important. I believe that most likely the beans are part of this bag, right? We might not get to share the beans. You see, my company, the Sanguine Sundry, is a purveyor of fine antiquity, of course, specializes in magical items.
All right.
Okay.
Do you guys want me to cast a deck magic?
Yeah.
Or do we feel like we know enough?
Sometimes we need to know what they do, right?
You have the vibe that this looks weird, so that's good enough.
Pegwing always feels like he knows enough, but... Bachman.
Can I take one of the beans?
Yeah.
As you approach Pegwing to take the bean, he's definitely eyeing you, doing the side eye.
He wants it so bad.
I hate that you're a bird.
Okay, so do you plant the bean and apply water to it?
Yes, I do.
Damn. I thought you were just doing detect magic.
Okay. At this point, I would like for you to roll a D100.
Uh-oh. Oh.
I don't have one of those.
Roll 2d10s.
I'm just kidding.
Stop yelling at me.
62.
So out of the ground grows what looks like a large land shark type creature. Ah. And it immediately starts to attack you. Roll initiative.
Sick.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't know that would happen.
It's being attacked by a shark. I told you, what did I say?
We should have ate the beans.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy, so why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Jesus
Christ.
All right, Briar.
Yay! I'm a fire shark now. Land shark. Yeah, I run up in there with my freaking rapier.
Candy Graham.
Go to that. 22.
That definitely hits.
Yeah. Man. Like rogue. 7d6 is on willy-nilly.
Hey, you're not a delivery man. You're that land shark.
We should have more 30-year-old SNL references.
19 damage. So I'm trying to think. I dash up forward and I like am very light on my feet and I'm like my rapier, you know.
Although this creature that almost looks like a shark has very tough exterior skin, your rapier is able to find different points in its body to stick where it is more fleshy, like in the armpit or within the neck, and yeah. You do significant amount of damage to it.
This shark has arms?
It has, yeah, it's a land shark, so it has land like shark. 4 legs. What I meant to say is legs, but it's seemingly just like arms.
I don't know why I didn't think it had any land advantages whatsoever. I'm just thinking shark flop down on the ground.
then I would have just said shark instead of land shark, right? Land shark's
out. Well, anytime when I go to the beach and I get in the water, I'm known as a waterman.
That is fair. Now, Briar, do you stay next to the creature or will you use your swashbuckling ability to...
No, I'm scooting right back. I'm I am in and out just lightning fast.
Okay.
You it's like a blur. Like, I run in, and then as I'm running back, you see blood, like, squirting out. Let's say the armpits. I like that. His leg bits. I got him in all four of them. And they all just explode out with blood.
Ew.
So the land shark will attack the next nearest creature, which is going to be Daggy Chookers.
No.
And rolls.
Rude.
An 18.
That hits.
No.
You are going to take 12 points of damage as a large razor tooth mob just clamps down on you and takes a nice chunk out of your arm.
I taste terrible. I hope he's happy.
I feel bad now.
He has to roll a constitution saving throw or get high off of.
Yeah.
Pegwing, it is your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to slide in and I'm going to do an attack, but I'm going to do a maneuvering attack.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But also, we're going to get a little spicy with it too. I'm going to use my Great Weapon Master, so I can take a -5 penalty to the attack roll and add 10 damage if I hit. Oh, very good roll. Very good roll. So 26, so 21.
That hits.
24 plus 4, 28. It's still ignited, though, so there's another 2d6. Double 6. Okay. 30. So there's 40 damage.
Damn!
Holy fuck.
What? That is so much! Holy shit!
So what does Maneuvering Strike do?
Maneuvering Strike allows a target creature to move up to half their speed without provoking opportunity attacks from the target of my choice, which is the shark. So Daggy can get away.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, sick.
All right, so Daggy, do you back up out of combat range?
Hell yeah.
And then it is going to be FaZe's turn.
Cool. Am I within melee range of anything?
I mean, I would say that's safe to say because it kind of just popped out of nowhere.
I would like to move away out of it. If the room... Actually, I need to be within 30 feet of Briar is where I'm trying to get.
I'm pretty sure you're within 30 feet of everybody.
Perfect. I will be just where I am then, and then I'm going to cast Bless just at first level on Briar. So they will have a d4 they can add to their attack or saving throw.
All right.
And then that is my turn.
Okay. Time that erodes young love.
That's me. Daggy scooched away. He wasn't like grabbed in the mouth. So I'm going to roll this d20 four times as I shoot him with four Eldritch Bees. That first one is 15.
Miss.
21.
Hits.
Natural one. Ow, my balls. And 19.
Hits. So two of them hit.
Tight. So I roll 2d10. And that is 14 damage, and I push it 20 feet away.
All right. So as you push back this land shark with your eldritch energy, you also vanquish this opponent.
Oh, nice.
And it drops down to the ground.
Oh.
So now we know those are magic beans, and they have very chaotic possibilities.
Daggy starts to go to take another bean.
Do it.
I walk over, slap your hand.
Oh!
I keep guidance up on Briar for the next minute.
Everyone, let me take the bag, please.
You want the beans now?
Unfortunately, I think that time is probably correct in this instance. Yeah.
I so don't want to be rude, but if I don't want to keep accidentally fighting strange things because... You are not respecting the amount of danger that we're in right now.
Right, but what if the next one's really cool?
Yeah, that's true. He has a point.
Just give me some time to study it, and maybe I can see something. I am, as I said, acquainted with magical items.
What if we cut them open?
That might be a part of our research. Sure, sure.
What if we cut him open paper thin so that you could see through it?
So thin. Transparent.
Can someone heal that dwarf?
I could go for some chili right now.
What if the next bean we planted was a cheese man?
Do you all think that chili has beans in it or not?
We've explored two rooms and we were attacked. Someone heal that dwarf. We need to go forward. We're trapped in here. What is wrong with all of you?
Because I met some people who don't think it's chili if it's got beans in it.
No, you have to have beans in it or else it's not chili. It's meat soup.
Yeah, they're wrong. They're definitely wrong.
Right.
So all these beans... I don't know why I changed it to that one. For all these beans, they just make sharks.
Right, these are shark beans.
they be shark beans.
Wait. What if this is how sharks are born? Oh. Sharks are beans?
Sharks are planted from beans.
No.
What?
I went out of here.
Time has made a huge mistake. He is trapped in the earth with these idiots.
Time should roll stress right now.
Yeah.
He's losing it.
I'm enjoying to no end everyone's character being a fucking idiot except for Time.
He's like, I gotta die down here.
I got a 9 on my stress roll.
Okay. You pass. You don't lose stress. So you have a couple of options. You can take a short rest like Pegwing had asked about earlier.
Let's do it.
Which means that you will spend an hour here in this atrium. You're able to use your hit dice. And unless there are any other class or race specific things that happen while a short rest is taken, that would be about it. From what you can tell, FaZe, you don't believe that Beller is in a dire situation of where he could probably die. He looks like he's stable and breathing at this time, but probably could use healing if you wanted to spare it.
He's an anime coma.
He's an NPC.
I was gonna say, can I like wrap him up and like promise not to stick my finger in his hole anymore?
So you utilize your medicine check and you just kind of bandage him up, but other than stabilizing him, he's not going to gain any benefit from this medicine check.
I could heal him like later.
Yeah, you don't. There's no requirement.
Should we feed him a bean?
No.
What if we did? Does that count as he's got a hole in his back? We could plant it in him.
Give me the bag.
I hand you the bag. The beans aren't in there.
Bring the beans. Open your mouth.
Open the bag.
Do we need to take a short rest? We've only been in here for like 8 minutes.
I've used 2 superiority dice, but I got 2 more. It's fine.
Hell yeah.
What rooms are there from here, Brad?
So the atrium has a hallway that leads outwards, and then there were the door and the other hallway leading back from where you came.
I'd like to explore some more.
Yes. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, and be careful this time, huh?
Not first, but...
So Gorman, Shaw, and Beller on the floating tensor's disc, as well as the 5 of you, enter into the next hallway. For the next hour or so, you actually explore a lot of this subterranean city, room after room of seemingly luxurious furniture and adornments. There really isn't much more going on other than the odd feeling of an empty city. Nothing looks too disturbed to tell a scene of what could have happened here and why the people are missing.
Is there any, like, writing around? Any, like...
Yeah, so from time to time, you will find paintings. There is a book or two in some of these rooms. You do find that they are in various languages. Nothing.
I can
that...
read every language.
What?
Nice. What a party trick.
Whether they are books of history or tales, they are mainly written in either Gnomish or Dwarvish, but there are other books in other languages.
Are there horny books?
Mainly of pictures and not of many words, but yes, from time to time, you will find horny books.
Like, Faye, stop looking under everyone's bed. You're not going to find... Oh, wow. That's re- let me see.
Let me see.
No mattress left unturned.
So you're saying this looks, it's less like something happened and more just like everyone kind of disappeared?
Seemingly so. You're not 100% sure, but it doesn't look like...
It wasn't like there's like a million things not over.
And there's no corpses?
Correct.
Is there like uneaten half sandwich?
I would say maybe some of the rooms there was something to let you know that somebody was in the process of maybe bathing or eating dinner. Maybe there's clothing on the bed set up.
So like not hyper rushed, but also, you know, somewhat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if I wasn't rushing and I was leaving, I wouldn't give a fuck about a sandwich if I'm full.
I feel like it's so much scarier to like walk into a place that's just like everyone just disappeared.
Right.
Rather than like evidence of something happening.
Horrible happening.
Yeah.
And what's the dust situation again? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not dusty at all. Actually looks relatively taken care of.
That's freaky.
So none of the food is rotten that's been left?
No.
It's still edible?
Yes. I mean, maybe stale.
Huh.
Briar, will you eat it for the... Hurry up and eat it for the next minute.
I mean, yeah.
You still have guidance, so go for it.
I mean, honestly, like, Briar kind of, like, goes... There's, like, a... Let's say there's a hunk of bread here. And Briar sniffs. And they kind of shrug. And then they just eat it. Honestly, this is pretty good. I mean, it's, like, pretty stale. But the flavor's there.
That sounds like soup bread.
Oh, I would make croutons for this.
Oh, a frittata?
During this time, three things happen. The first thing for Daggy Chookers, as the main group is surveying one of the rooms, you immediately start feeling sick. I would like for you to roll a constitution check.
Has he been eating the beans?
He
eating the shark beans.
Hey, do you see any sharks exploding from his chest? He's not eating a bean.
14.
You start to feel flushed. You start sweating profusely. You are experiencing pain in the pit of your stomach. You're not sure if this was due to the mushrooms or the hodgepodge potion that Mika gave to you, but you are feeling immensely sick. And although you do not throw up, you dry heave several times as bile and water slip out of your mouth.
Oh, we got some bread that would be really good at soaking that up.
Oh, yeah. I did eat most of it, but there's still some left. There's like three crusts.
Oh.
You're eating the... Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Waste not, want not.
Tastes good. I like it.
All right, stop getting defensive.
I don't feel very good. Does anyone have any shiitake mushrooms? Those are good for this.
No?
I don't. I mean, no. I mean, do you carry shiitake mushrooms?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I eat a mushroom. Does that help?
You feel that consuming food right now settles your stomach a little bit, but you do feel your body is achy, you are sweating, and you feel weaker than you were previously. For mechanics purposes, you have lost 2 constitution, and you went from a 16 to a 14.
Oh, damn.
Sucks.
Brutal.
You hate to see it.
Why?
So wait, did Daddy eat something before, or he just started feeling sick?
He got bit by a shark. I mean, or maybe the mushroom spore cloud trash thing.
That's true. He did touch that. That's why I was just trying to remember, like, what has he eaten or touched or been near to cause this?
Treating everyone like a dog.
Oh, well. Like, did you get the trash again?
It kind of got to in situations like this, right?
Phase.
Yes.
During the hour of exploration, you find yourself at one point by yourself as the rest of the group is searching a room. You're in the hallway alone, and you immediately feel an intense pain on your arm. You look down, and a wound just opens up as if you were slashed by a sword.
Oh my god, that's metal as hell!
The wound itself is about 5 inches long, and you take 12 points of damage.
That's gross. Can I stick my finger in it?
You take 1 more point of damage as you stick your finger into your arm. You look at your hand, and you look at the platinum ring upon your finger, and then you look at the wound. Do you cover or try to heal yourself?
Can I, like, put some wraps on my arms?
Sure.
and just like do that. I'm just like, I'm not gonna waste the spell or anything. And it's like, it's little. So yeah, I'm just gonna try to hide it.
This sensation, this damage that you took, is very familiar to you. Ever since you put on this ring, you know that from time to time you experience these types of pain. That is all I will say. As you contemplate the damage and look upon your wound and start binding yourself, you actually see somebody running across the hallway, perpendicular to you, across the hallway that you're in. The person looked like a human, maybe a humanoid, and they were running rather rapidly, and they have gone down to the left hallway.
I totally yell out to them, "Hey, what are you doing over there?" And then I yell to everyone else, "Yo, there's this dude that just, there's this person, there's this thing, there's an, a figure that just ran by."
Do you pursue this person or do you?
No! I let someone else go!
Probably not by yourself!
Yeah. I figure Daggy or Briar are just gonna be sprinting towards it, so.
I think probably, yeah. I mean, I think if I saw a thing running, I would at least like sneak and try to like see.
Okay.
Do we see it from where we are and are not by ourselves zone?
No. So you're currently in a bedroom. Faze is in the hallway that connects to the bedroom. And there is a perpendicular hallway that this person ran across, probably about 30 feet away from Faze. Not very far.
So Faze would need to come back in and be like, yo.
No, she yells out. She yells out to all of you. You're aware now, but you would have to exit the room and run down the hallway to in pursuit.
Okay. Can I send Vindrian after
Do that instead.
The creature?
Okay.
The entity or whatever.
So a silver flash flies out of the bedroom and darts down. It's a silver pseudo-dragon, right?
Yeah.
Vendrian, the silver dragon, flashes out of the bedroom, darts down the hallway, and as it takes a left into the perpendicular hallway where Faze saw this running humanoid, Time, you're able to see through Vendrian's eyes.
Yes.
As Vendrian turns the corner, at the very end of this hallway, you see a person wearing seemingly a drab set of clothing, grayish and almost kind of like a burlap material. It looks back at you and is looking at Vendrian. And as Vendrian is looking at this person, seeing them, they also see a second person that the first one is running towards.
Okay.
This second person is much larger and is wearing what looks like a dark leather material that covers its entire body from toe to neck. Upon its face, there is a very interesting mask. It is very similar to your mask, but this mask is different in the sense that it is white, almost made out of like a porcelain or stone.
Mm-hmm.
It covers the eyes, but there are these wide circles over its eyes to allow the face below to view. And then underneath is a smile that comes up in almost a caricature of a wide smile. But the second half of the bottom mask is broken, and you can see that the human face underneath is also displaying a very wicked and creepy smile. A hand starts to rise up, and it looks like what looks like a syringe of some type, like a clerical or doctor's tool. Inside, there's a greenish liquid, and it plunges this syringe into the neck of the person running as they collide up against them. The larger man wraps their arm around the flailing and fleeing person. And at that point, Time, I will need you to roll stress.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I got a 5.
So seeing this person in this mask with this weird smiling visage, it strikes you in a moment of fear. And as Vendrian looks back and looks at Faze and the rest of you coming out of the bedroom and then turns back towards the hallway to look at these two people, they are gone and there is nobody in the hallway. And that is where we're going to call it.
No!
What's happening?
It's so good!
We saw 4 more beans!
And we're going to do little transparent slices of them. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, I wonder if we would have had a baby shark if that attacked us.
Sliced
and
the
half bean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my god, it would have been like a bunch of baby sharks.
We would have gotten sued.
Yeah.
We saw saying baby shark.
Damn.
Damn. Golly.
So time does take stress damage. You are down to 7 stress.
Cool.
Ruh-roh.
And cool. I do want to comment that your kind of like median or halfway mark is 5 stress.
Cool.
Okay.
Once you reach 5 stress, we will explore what happens to time that erodes young love.
I'm sure nothing will happen. I have a -2 on my stress rolls, so
I think it's going to be really interesting because I feel like with this campaign, it's so much more like, okay, you're locked in here and you need to like think about how this stuff is going to affect you. A little bit more than we have had to in the past, which is going to be interesting because I can see us being like, it's going to be fine. And then it's like, no. It's
no, it is fine. Not.
Fine. It's not going to be fine. You can't just be a ding dong like you normally are.
I agree. We're soft.
We're soft.
And I'm sure we'll not have to deal with any of our consequences because we're smart.
Yeah.
We're brave. We have true grit.
And we're rock hard.
Rock hard.
Cool. I'm going to continue to be a full ding dong.
No. Hey, man.
If there's a hole, I'm going to stick my finger in it.
Dice time.
I feel like the chat would enjoy some dice.
Oh,
look at them. They're barking.
Yeah.
Look at those little freaks.
They're weeping and gnashing their teeth. They're crying and throwing up. They're shaking and crying and throwing up, asking for dice.
Yeah. Enter hashtag mushroom in the chat in order to win your very own set of D hard dice. They look like this.
It's very blurry.
they roll good, I promise you. If you don't win, which you probably won't, you can go to mcfreakin'diehardddice.com and use the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. Thank you. And that will give you 15% off your entire friggin' order, baby.
Ooh.
And then we get a kiss at that hashtag again. Drawing an entrance. Bottle boo bobble. Well, that's a fun avatar. Madak 83. Congratulations. You have won the beautiful dice. A code is coming your way. Look inside your messages.
Okay.
So, wow. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And I'm at I Think I'm Fred.
All right. Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.